Hello, this is a free call from
Rob.
An incarcerated individual at SCI, Phoenix State Correctional Institution. This call is not private. It will be recorded and may be monitored. If you believe this should be a private call, please hang up and follow facility instructions to register this number as a private number.
To accept this free call, press 1. To refuse, thank you for using Securus. You may start the conversation now.
What's going on, Brother Rob? What's the word of the day?
Oh, man, good morning, man. The word of the day is destruction, man. That's the word of the day, destruction, man.
So let's get right into it. What's going on, bro? What's going on in there?
Well, before I jump right into exactly the specifics of what's going on, I kind of want to put something out there, right? You know, that I believe that for any government to run properly, man, you need laws, rules, regulations. You know, there's parameters. You know, must be set in place. There's no difference, in business, and our ecosystem, right, our animal kingdom. You know, they're dependent on things working in harmony for it to thrive. You know, a pecking order as such. But when we're talking about environments, bro, when we're talking about societies, and we're talking about communities, care, understanding, forgiveness, love, all those things are essential. It's just a big difference. But I remember when we were moving over here, bro, from Greaterford to SCI Phoenix, and we just kept hearing, from the guards, whether it be over there, whether it be here, doing the transport over, we're going to break this Greaterford culture, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of didn't understand what they were saying. For many years, they thought that Greaterford was ran by the prisoners, but it really wasn't. We had an understanding with the actual administration that we understood what we needed to have in place as far as a system in order for it to thrive, in order for us to go ahead and to be on the same page, and that means the administration, but also the prisoners as a whole. So I say all that to say this. Since I came over here, educational programming has been down. We've lost teachers. We've lost staff. When it comes to workshops, groups, you name it, those are down. They're now saying we don't have the space or we don't have the staff to go ahead and run these things. They stopped a lot of our outside resources from coming in. Prime example, you, Swab, for instance. You came here a couple years back when I was working for the RSO, the Reentry Service Office. And it was important for you to come in because when we're talking about visual confirmation, we're trying to show these men here that there is another way. If you could set your mind to education, program, bettering yourself, getting your resources together before you go home, getting God in your life, whatever it may be. Prime example, this man right here, Swab, look at him. He's out there. He's thriving. Business. He's in everything that you could possibly imagine when it comes. And he didn't forget about the men and women in prison. They stopped all that, bro. We have nothing that can show us that there's something greater on the outside. So in the last, I'm going to say, maybe 120 days, we had at least 6 staff assaults. I think 5 of them were on women, meaning you got male prisoners beating up on female guards. You had one instance a few weeks back where we have a unit here that, you're so wild, you can't even thrive in any population. So you're
this is a call from SCI, Phoenix State Correctional Institution.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Anytime you come out your cell, you chained up, you you're tethered with, like this leash, Well, anyway, this dude somehow got out some way, slipped out of something, and ended up standing on guard up. And, thank God, the guard survived. But then a couple of weeks later, we had a dude, mental health dude, set himself on fire. And I don't think his intentions was, to take his life, but he ended up losing his life. You know what I mean? Then we got stuff going on, like the drug epidemic is just ridiculous. Like, these dudes is like Kendrick, it's like walking zombies in his job, bro. You know what I'm saying? I think somebody died from a drug overdose. Those who just don't know exactly the specifics, because, we're not going to know that. And, just 3 days ago, a dude in a wheelchair, he got up, was having words with a female CO, and got him out of his wheelchair and took like one of the components, like the jaw where you put your foot on to hold your foot in place. He was beating up with that. Just 2 days ago, swap. No, 3 days now. Just 3 days ago.
I mean, so let me ask you this, Scott, because we also know that a 60-year-old man got beat down to death in there recently. But why is it that all these female guards are getting assaulted by dudes in prison? I mean, we never saw that.
This is a call from SCI, Phoenix State Correctional Institution.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
I mean, we never saw that at Gratis Fall in that proportion, right? What is it? Is it the attitude that these women COs are bringing in? Is it the mistreatment that they displaying towards the man? What is it that's causing all these brothers in there to jump on these sisters?
Well, before I address that, I think we glossed over the fact, and I don't know if I clearly said it, that, you know, it was also a brother that lost his life 3 days ago, where he was either sad or stopped out. And in the last 3 or 4 days, we've been on this controlled movement, where as though you're not allowed to leave your block, and you could either go to your side or you can go, you know, you can chill on your block. But there's nothing outside of it, because we've had state troopers and CSI teams coming, you know, to find out how this man was killed. You know, so I don't want to gloss over the fact that, you know, somebody just lost their life ahead. But to your point, I have no answer, because even if somebody wanted to go ahead and say that they don't like the way somebody is, and I'm talking about correctional officers, that you don't like the way they're talking to you or mistreating you, it still does not elevate to a position where you would put your hands on a woman. Also, I think what it is the lack of respect on all parts, including the prisoners. And what I say by that, remember, when we were fought, man, we had old heads, bro. We had like lifers are like the stabilizing force within prisons. So it's like, we had people in place on every single block, man. When you see a young boy or somebody, I don't even got to be young, but it's acting out of place, you have somebody who will pull you up, will talk to you, will give you a better understanding of what just transpired and how you can go ahead and deal with that differently the next time. You don't have that here. They broke this jail completely in half. So on my side, you have S&T and PQ&R, and P is for death row inmates. On the other side, you got DEF and you got GHJ. We don't see those men. So men that we've known for 25, 30 years that we went to when we had deaths in families, or we just was going through something where we needed to speak to somebody and we couldn't get to the psychologist in the institution, or we couldn't get to the chaplains in the institution. This is what we did. But I think it's a combination of a lot of things, bro. Drugs. Not having programming, education in place, and that declining. Not having people come in here, you know, outside resources like it used to. Staff and prisoners not knowing how to relate with each other. I think it's a combination of everything, Swab. And it hit its head now. And I think when they were talking about the breaking the culture, the old greater for culture, I don't think they knew what they were doing.
No, they did. They broke the culture, but they also created a different culture. You know, they created the culture that we at SCI Gratis for work for decades to eliminate, which was the assault on people getting killed, officers getting assaulted. When we was at Gratis for, we was able to control that because the population and the understanding with the staff that we had, you know, so right. There was problem that we could handle on our own. And staff didn't have to get involved. If a staff had a problem with a prisoner when we was at Gretisville, sometimes that problem was solved by other prisoners. It didn't get to that level. So when they created this culture in Phoenix, which was, we're going to ground everybody up, this is what they get. This is what they get. You can't just lock people up 24 hours a day in a prison cell and expect that person to come out and be humble and stable. I'm mad as hell. I can't make a phone call. I can't see my family. You know, And another issue I'm going to touch on is this. If all these prisoners in these state correctional facilities are getting visits via Zoom, how the heck these drugs are getting into the institution? Tell me about that. Because y'all spend $50 million a year sending prisoners mail to Florida where they can't even get a picture because y'all saying the drugs was coming to the mail. Now it's like, where is it coming through? At one of the most largest prisons in the U.S. right now is SCI Phoenix. It's as big as the convention center, people. And y'all mean to tell me that this type of nonsense is going on with old people, 60-year-old, are getting stomped, where people are setting themselves on fire? Something is wrong. The Department of Justice should get involved and do an investigation. As far as the leadership in there, they all should be gone, starting with the top dog, which is the superintendent.
Yeah, there was a situation with that as well. Even the COs ain't, like, administration is not top from the top bottom. It's just they're not like on the same page. And I don't know the specifics of that, but there was talks that there was a state rep or a senator.
You have 1 minute left.
And did some things, but yeah, man, it's a good point, man. You because
Yeah.
Something has to change, bro, because this is their flagship, bro.
Man,
this is
listen.
Like their shot in the car, man. You know what
in
I mean?
In closing, I would say people, if you got people in SCI Phoenix, check in on them. Make them phone calls to the community. Demand that something get done with all this violence. And we talk about a jail that everybody's separated. We talk about cell blocks that only holds less than 100 people. Imagine if we were still at Greta for this nonsense was going on when we had 500-600 people on one block. Something is wrong. Any last words, Rob?
Oh, man, just thanks for the opportunity, man. And, you know, I don't want everybody to think that we still, it's not no good men in here still working, man. You know, I'm going to still make sure that I sit down with these men. If I see something going on, you know, I'm going to go ahead and try to, you know, intervene and, you know, speak to these young men because, you know, I believe that, you know, it's
thank you for using Securus. Goodbye.